Hello, and welcome to Animal Chiropractic Clinic Chatter, a podcast where Dr. O, from All Creatures Every Spine, interviews doctors and animal owners that utilize animal chiropractic to get their unique perspectives. Yes, it's really a thing. Dr. O utilizes his 30 years of experience as both an animal chiropractor and veterinarian, and to dig deep into the discussion of complex issues affecting the lives of your animal friends and companions. Join us for this educational episode. Thanks for joining us for this portion of the episode as Dr. O begins to answer the question, what is animal chiropractic? He will look at how the chiropractic adjustment is a valuable and viable treatment for what ails your animals.
So what is animal chiropractic? Welcome to our show. Animal chiropractic is a modality that utilizes the body's inherent ability to heal itself as the main treatment method. Basically what this means is that when an animal is born that has a spine, it has the innate ability to control its own body. This thing called homeostasis, which means that the body likes to maintain a nice environment. It's why sometimes your dog burrows under a cupboard, covers. It's why sometimes the horses head downwind, or look into the wind, or look crossways, or get into shelter. It's all about the body's innate ability to know when and where to go. And as long as we stay out of this, the body's way, then it will be healthy. Now, I know we do a lot of things to our animals that make it, we get in an eighth way, all right? There's animal chiropractic removes vertebral subluxations. It removes interference from the nervous system. The nervous system, the brain, has to be able to talk to the finger, to the paws, to the tail, to all organs in the body in order for us to have a healthy lifestyle. With any interference whatsoever between the brain and the end organ, things are going to get faulty. Just like, you know, when your cell signal is only one instead of five, you know, you only hear about every third word and you don't get the right stuff from the store. You go to the wrong restaurant, something happens and it doesn't work. So what our job is as animal chiropractors is to remove the nervous system interference and let the body heal itself. There's three things that cause what we call subluxations: thoughts, traumas, and toxins. You know, and we think about things like, well, my dog has never had any trauma. You know, my horse has never had any trauma. But how many times have you just sat too long and you go to get up and your leg's asleep? That's a trauma. You know, when we go to the grocery store and we step off the curb, you don't necessarily fall, but that can be a micro trauma and it can cause problems, set up things. So traumas don't have to be, you know, hit by car, flip going over a steep jump, something like that. They can be a lot of these micro traumas, a lot of these small traumas add up. Thoughts. You know, thoughts. What do we... My dog doesn't live a stressful life. I mean, my gosh, he lays on the couch all day. That's what he does. But, you know, when the can opener goes and he runs out to the kitchen and it's not dog food, when you go to the refrigerator and open it up and he's there and it's not dog food, how come you're not feeding me? You know, that's stressful. My owner's home at 5:30 every night and here it is, you know, 10 minutes late. Where's he at? Did he abandon me? How come he's not home? All that kind of stuff is stressful for an animal. You know, we have a dog that we'll be watching movies, and the music gets to the scary part, and he crawls up in somebody's lap, you know. So for him, that's stressful. And then we get to the toxin part, you know, and toxins in our environment are rampant. Phytoestrogens, all kinds of stuff, food that should be eaten raw. We cook to 360 degrees, all kinds of stuff. The body's not allowed to digest it properly. So those are all toxins. Those can all cause subluxations. Thoughts, traumas, and toxins can cause vertebral subluxations. All right, so now if your animal has one of these subluxations, it's not going to be able to communicate with its body. So an animal chiropractor, certified in animal chiropractic, make sure they're certified, can remove these vertebral subluxations and help restore your animal to optimal wellness. Next time, we'll talk about some more.
Make sure to visit our website, allcreatureseveryspine.com, where you can subscribe to the show and learn more about getting your animals adjusted. If you're in the Meridian, Texas area, drop in on a Tuesday afternoon to get your animals adjusted. If that isn't possible, schedule a consultation on your animal's health with Dr. O. You can also purchase a copy of Dr. O's book, Yes, It's Really a Thing. Join us as Dr. O interviews a certified chiropractor, veterinarian, or an animal owner. These enthusiastic people explain how they utilize animal chiropractic to alter the lives of the animals in their communities.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Animal Chiropractic Clinic Chatter, and I'm your host, Dr. O. Today, we have the lovely Dr. Andy Ibarra. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, thank you for having me. So I have been an animal chiropractor for 3 years now. I started right when I graduated regular chiropractic school as well. And my practice is mostly animals, actually. It's almost split, but more on the animal side. And I treat small animals, so a lot of dogs and some cats.
Cool. So how do you think, I mean, you didn't have a practice beforehand, but, you know, in talking to some of your classmates and stuff, how do you think animal chiropractic has helped your practice?
Well, it's helped in the, so when I was in chiropractic school, I didn't really have like a niche or really know what specialty I wanted to go into until I did animal chiropractic. So it definitely helped me narrow things down and base my whole practice off of that. Whereas, you know, if I hadn't done it, I would still probably be searching for that thing that I really, really enjoy doing. So that really helped me in that way.
Good. All right. And how about, so you're, 3 years out now? And yes. How would you rate your clinic as successful?
I would consider it successful. I'm doing something that I love. And I'm getting to help a lot of animals and their owners as well. So I would consider that successful.
Good. All right. And you're staying busy, even through the COVID, right?
Yeah. The animal part of it hasn't slowed down throughout all of this. So that's been really nice.
Okay, cool. All right. So tell us about your biggest animal win.
So my biggest and most dramatic, I guess you could say, win would be a dog. His name was Murr, and he's a bigger dog. He's a mix, and his owner brought him to me, but she had to have her son help her because he had to carry him. Murr was totally limp. He couldn't even hold his head up, nothing. So they brought him in. They laid him on the floor on his side because he couldn't get up straight. And she told me that this had just happened a few days before that. She wasn't exactly sure because she didn't see what happened, but he just started to go down more and more each day. And she took him to the vet first, and they wanted to put him down because they didn't know what had happened, but they suggested putting him down because his quality of life was not good. He hadn't pooped or peed in 4 days. He wasn't really interested in eating. And so she had an appointment to put him down, but she searched around and somehow found me and just thought she was going to give it a last chance. So they brought him in. I worked on him, and after that first appointment, she said he was moving his head a lot more. He was eating. And then after the second appointment, which was a few days after that, she said he got out of the car, like he stood up for the first time, and he went onto the grass and he peed and he pooped. And then the third time, he actually, this was probably a week later, he walked out of my office. So I got to see him walk out on that third time. And that was probably one of the most dramatic and more successful stories that I've had. But it was really awesome. And, you know, it's really nice for the owners too, because they don't know what else to do. So she gave it her all and searched around, and thank God she found chiropractic for him.
Right. Yep. Cool. All right. So, have there been any what do you wish all the animal owners in your area knew about animal chiropractic?
I wish that they all knew that it's not only for when something bad happens to your animal. Don't wait until they can't walk anymore or until their back legs are paralyzed. I wish everyone would look at it more as preventative. Like, it's for like people. We don't wait until our teeth are rotting to go to the dentist. We get our teeth cleaned, or we should. We get a checkup every year. So I wish owners would take a more preventative approach with it from the moment that their animal's young, because birth is a very traumatic event. So from then on, there could be issues that don't show up until later. So I wish they would all, you know, keep up with it regularly throughout their animal's entire life and not wait until something really bad happens.
Cool. So what about the veterinarians and chiropractors in your area? What do you wish they knew?
I wish they knew how much of an effect it had on animals. I don't think people realize until they've witnessed it, you know, it really does save animals' lives. And aside from that, it will help you grow your practice. If you're a chiropractor, it'll bring in a lot of people patients as well. And if you're a vet, you have a lot more tools that you can utilize before you go to drugs or surgeries.
Okay. All right. So let's talk logistics and legalities for just a minute, because I know you're in a state where, you know, you need a veterinary referral. And I hear all the time about how hard that is to get. Have you found that difficult, or have you found ways to get referrals on most patients?
Yeah, I have found it to be difficult. I would say there's maybe like 30 to 40% of veterinarians that don't want to sign off because they're not really sure what animal chiropractic is about, and for their liability reasons. So it has been pretty difficult, but the best way that I've done it is, you know, the owner is the one that goes and approaches their vet, telling them that they want this. And then I always make myself available if they want any of my notes or want to talk to me and find out more.
Cool. So, you know, and if their vet absolutely says no, then most of the time your clients are willing to go to a different vet and get the referral, correct?
Yeah. If they want animal chiropractic, they're going to find a way to get it, and they'll go to a different vet to get their dog examined and get that referral signed.
Yeah, cool. All right. So it's important that we stay within the law, but it is doable. And obviously, you know, your practice is not suffering because of that. You know, if you had direct access, how busy would you be?
I would probably be at least twice as busy.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll work on that in all 50 states, but for now, all right. Any parting words for owners and how about students of animal chiropractic?
Students, yes. I would say get all your modules done as fast as you can, and really like appreciate when you're doing the modules, because it's nice to be surrounded by other animal chiropractors or soon to be animal chiropractors, you know, ask questions. And it's really nice that you get a lot of hands-on experience. So you walk out, you know, knowing how to adjust animals, being able to do it right after that. So you're more confident each time you go, for sure.
So define hands-on, because I mean, I've heard, you know, everybody like, oh yeah, we had our hands on animals every day, no matter what school they go to. So, and yes. you went to one program, you went to our program, but you have some friends that went to other programs. So tell us.
Yeah, the hands-on, I mean, you adjust a lot of horses and a lot of dogs. And I lost count of how many we did because it was a lot. You know, we go to the dog rescue and adjust the animals there. And then there's a lot of, we have a lot of horses to adjust. So you're not only setting up and feeling everything, but you're actually doing the adjusting. So, you know, that animal is depending on you that weekend to adjust them and do everything that you just learned.
So, yeah. And in, we're in a, so do you get any immediate gratification when you're here?
From my what?
Do you get any immediate gratification when you're here? The animals, do they?
Yeah. You can, and you can tell by their behavior too. You know, at first they might be a little timid, especially if they've never had an adjustment. They're not sure what you're going to do to them. But then you just notice them relax. And at the end, they're friendlier. And whatever pain they were probably feeling isn't quite there anymore. So they shake it off and then they're happy.
Cool. Yeah, they do great. All right. So what about maintenance? How often, you know, how many people, once you get them going, continue to come for maintenance?
Yeah, maintenance. I always try to get everyone on maintenance. Most likely it's once a month, you know, unless they have more severe issues, kind of just depending. And there's some people that do maintenance, others don't, and they wait until their dog or cat has that same issue, and then it takes a few to get them going again, whereas if they did maintenance, they would be good to go and just maintain that. So
all right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there anything that you wish you would have learned more of in school or animal chiropractic school? Sorry.
I guess just the best ways to reach out to vets that don't quite get what animal chiropractic is. That would probably be one of the biggest things in getting them on board to also refer to you and send those cases that they can't help with to you.
All right. Awesome. Have a great day. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Dr. O.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
Hey. All right. Hey, welcome everybody to this section of Animal Clinic Chatter. I'm Dr. O, your host. And today, you want to tell us about yourself, Dr. Kim?
Dr. Kimberly Larson, Phoenix, Arizona.
All right. Chiropractor, veterinarian?
Chiropractor.
All right. How long have you been doing animals?
Well, probably the last 4 years real consistently, but probably a little bit here and there over the last 20 years.
All right. 20 years. So that's good. Some people won't admit that, and that's okay that they did the animals before they got adjusted. What do you know, not before you got adjusted, before you got certified, what do you notice about the difference in your response to your chiropractic adjustments in the animals since you've been certified?
I would say it's improved. I didn't do a whole lot before. I mean, we did a little bit here and there. So I do see it. I mean, they respond very well.
Yeah. And what percentage of your practice is animals?
Probably a small percent, maybe 10%. We're busy with a lot of humans, so.
Yeah. And why did you choose to add animals to your practice?
Always wanted to do it. The law has got a little bit easier, so. And as you get older, it's like, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Do it. So, like, what's a typical weekend for you when you're adjusting and doing what you do? You can tell them about that too.
Well, typical weekend, especially right now, I do a lot of competing and cowboy mounted shooting. So it's a lot of play and work. So I have a portable table in the trailer. So I'm usually in between runs, adjusting people, adjusting horses, sometimes dogs. It's a lot of fun. Keeps me busy.
Keeps you busy. All right. And, you know, you get to enjoy your hobby more, right?
Yes. It's all awesome.
Right. Yeah, cool. So cowboy mounted shooting. All right.
Yes.
What's one of your biggest animal wins?
Biggest animal win. I'd say they're all wins. I mean, I expect everybody to have a good outcome. It's always cool when you see the really neurologic animal, you know, it's having difficulty walking, you adjust them, they do a lot better. I like to see the performance horses do better. You know, people will note that they're uncomfortable or maybe they're not running quite as fast as they should. They're having difficulty in a turn. You get that good positive feedback that they're, you know, functioning, performing a lot better. Or you get the really elderly horse with crazy odd symptoms. You do a couple easy adjustments. You hear back from the owner that, wow, they're not laying down as much anymore. They're running and bucking. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool. And, you know, what's your, is there an animal that you're like, man, I wish I could have done more, or I wish I had known now what I know then?
Well, we have similar stories. You had a dachshund as a kid.
Yeah.
That had a disc injury.
Yeah.
Dachshund as a kid that had a disc. Obviously, that was pre-chiropractic, but that would have been cool. That was probably one of the driving factors. And then my first horse also, he was colicky and I lost him to colic. So I wish I'd, you know, you can't go back. You're a kid back then, but those were definitely two driving factors that had I known, would have definitely wanted to incorporate the chiropractic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, would have made a huge difference on both of them, probably. Yeah.
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 No.
Right. What do you wish all of your clients knew about animal chiropractic?
Actually, I wish all my clients knew just nervous system and spine in general, be it human or animal, and they understood how the body worked. And some of them do understand, but they still choose to make unhealthy choices. So, you know, I respect that, but however, I wish they really understood and gave it a chance. Sometimes I think they have unrealistic expectations just because it's a big animal. I think they expect big movements and loud noises when it's really not all about that. So.
Yeah, it's just about gentle realignment.
Absolutely. About function.
Yeah. And sometimes we hear, you know, loud audibles, but not always.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, anyway, let's see what else. What would you like to tell the non-certified chiropractors, in your area?
It's definitely worth doing. Having that line of correction is great. And I think the more we all get together, the better off we'll be. You get a lot of lay people out there claiming to be chiropractors and do a lot of stuff. So that's unfortunate because they don't really understand it. There's a lot to it. You can do a lot of harm if you don't know what you're doing. So I think as an organization and as a group, the more we're together and understand it, the better off you're going to be.
Okay, cool. What about the veterinarians that say, oh, you know, I don't know if chiropractic can help your animal, but, you know, what would you like to tell them?
If they're subluxated, it's going to help overall. And hopefully they have enough information. I should understand nervous system, just like medical doctors.
Right.
You know, just if you don't understand, you don't understand. And I wish some of them had a better understanding.
Yeah.
Everything. Profession too, but although I am seeing a lot more people getting referrals, understanding vets and medical, you know, I have people tell me, oh, the veterinarian checked it out, ruled out a lot of things, and they were suggested chiropractic, or the medical doctor, you know, took x-rays, ruled out a lot of things, and they suggest chiropractic. So that's encouraging.
Good. So it nice is to- yeah, yes, nice to be working together with the
yes
other professions. Yes. Yeah, I just had one the other day. I mean, as a veterinarian, sometimes it's really frustrating. You know, I had one the other day. I sent to the vet to get neck x-rays, came back with thoracolumbar x-rays because the problem problem wasn't in the neck. So the owner went back and got neck x-rays.
Yeah.
The problem was in the neck.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So anyway, gets kind of iffy sometimes. So how has animal chiropractic, I think we touched a little bit on it, but how has it affected your life and practice life?
How has it affected my life? Well, I love doing it. I love working with the animals. And I'll have to say, the animals for me are almost easier to work with, almost more rewarding. One of that has to do with, I think, a lot of complications that we have to deal with now as humans. You know, we live in a world that we're not meant to live in with a lot of stress. It's harder and harder to get humans to hold adjustments over the years. That's been my observation. You know, physical, mental stress, stuck at desks. It's been an interesting year with the COVID. A lot of people working from home in non-ideal situations and chairs and setups. So you get a lot more interesting complaints, you know. But the animals seem to respond very quickly. They don't have as much stress or junk going on as the human population. So it's, and I like their nonverbal communication. Not that I don't like the human communication too, but.
No insurance. Yes.
Much better.
Sorry, you cut out there.
I said, and I like the idea, the fact that there's no insurance.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Well, and there's, you know, you're not jumping through those hoops.
I think that's it, unless you have any parting comments for us.
That's it. All right. Parting comments. Stay adjusted. Keep educated. Get certified.
All right. Big words of wisdom. All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. Let me hit
you.
If you are or know a veterinarian or chiropractor or a student of either of these professions, visit our website, Animal Chiropractic Education Source, to see how to become certified in animal chiropractic. Start improving the lives of the animals around you.
Helping others experience an abundant life with the gift, art, and blessing that is animal chiropractic is our sole mission at ACES. It's what we do. It's what we love. It truly is what keeps us motivated to help people just like you. I truly love the art of chiropractic. It drives me to providing the highest level of chiropractic possible. And as fellow chiropractic business owners, it's that love that drives us to become better. However, the reality is that sometimes running a successful business can be challenging. Sometimes there can be obstacles to overcome, right? Yeah, we all know the old saying, if it were easy, everyone would do it. Well, one thing that is really easy is marketing our clinic with a professional animal chiropractic website by the Chiro website pro, Tony Seymour. He's a professional web designer, and his team at the Chiro Website Pro take good care of us. They simply make marketing our practice 100% hassle-free. If you're looking for the number one hands-free way to market your practice, give the Chiro Website Pro a call at 423-779-4630 or simply visit www.chirowebsitepro.com. And make sure you ask them about the special ACES discount. And let them know Dr. O sent you. You'll be glad.
Welcome to Dr. O's Opus of Animal Chiropractic. Chiropractic consists of three parts: the art, the science, and the philosophy. This last segment of today's podcast is loaded with the philosophy and principles of animal chiropractic.
Hey, this is Dr. O, and let's thank you for listening to this episode. You're now at my opus, which means, what am I trying to get across? We're trying to get across how important animal chiropractic is to the world, not just to animals, but to everything. Chiropractic, a lot of people feel that chiropractic is working on bones and cracking bones, and that's not what it's about at all. What it is that the nervous system is housed within those bones. So the bones are excellent handles for chiropractors to adjust. But when they adjust those bones, the nerves inside those bones, are able to communicate better with the end organs and with the brain, and that helps. You know, people under chiropractic care are 98% better chance of surviving a pandemic. If you go back and look at chiropractic in the 1918 flu epidemic, you know, definitely people that got chiropractically adjusted were a lot more likely to survive. And science continues to validate that. It's huge what we know about animal chiropractic and human chiropractic. In 2014, there's new research that proves that the health of the nervous system directly influences the strength of the immune system, that they're interconnected. And so it's huge. But it really changed everything. And it proved that the adjustments improved vagal nerve tone, dramatically improving overall health and function of all organs, including digestion and stress, everything that causes stress. So immune system health improves substantially when regular chiropractic adjustments become part of every family health plan, not just for the animals, but every family health plan. It's so important. So the animals that are our pets, the animals that are our companions, the animals that we compete with on a weekend basis, on a weekly basis, the animals that help us in our day-to-day job, and the animals that we eat, all benefit from the chiropractic adjustment, because the chiropractic adjustment improves the nervous system. And a good chiropractic adjustment starts at the atlas and goes all the way down through the spine. You know, I heard one chiropractor, a friend of mine from Georgia, he said some guy came in and said, "Aren't you going to look at my knee, doctor?" And the chiropractor said, "Well, didn't know you had a spine there, so let's adjust your spine first and then see what happens." The guy's knee got better, even though there wasn't an adjustment in the knee. So when you have a good chiropractor come out, one that's certified and trained in proper animal chiropractic, they will know how to check the functioning of the nervous system. They may do some tests that you've already seen done by a traditional veterinarian. They may check what's called proprioception. They may check range of motion. Okay? They should do this before and after. You know, they may just run their hands down the back and say, "Oh, yep, there's one, there's one, there's one." But a good animal chiropractor will be able to show you what's going on with your animal, what should be improved with a chiropractic adjustment, and also will tell you what might take time to heal, because it takes the body time to heal itself, just like it took the body time to get sick. You know, muscle atrophy, muscle unevenness doesn't happen overnight. It takes a while, okay? At least 7 days with lack of innervation, and probably more like 7 weeks with lack of use. And we know that if an animal has some difference in sizes of muscle, it's probably because of lack of innervation, just because of the way the animal moves. So, look at your animals. Do they have the same amount of muscle on both sides? Are they bilaterally symmetrical? Do both sides look the same? You know, check those things out. And then we, as chiropractors, will remove the interferences to your animal's body. And then the animal has to do the rest. We can only clear the nervous system. So our goal is to clear the nervous system, not to alleviate symptoms. And if your animal gets better, that's great. One of the things that I always ask clients on their second visit, and there's a huge difference when you're seeing the chiropractor, still and again, all right? So is your animal still doing the same thing he came in the first time, or is he doing it again? And those are huge differences, because one, it went away for a while and now it's back. Great, we're on the right track. Still, okay, if it's still there, then is it better than it was before? Is it the same? Those are all things we need to look about for. So, keep adjusted, above, down, inside, out. That's how we all heal. Whether it's an animal, a dog, a cat, a horse, a chicken, or one of your other family members. Chiropractic adjustments. Above, down, inside, out. Adjust first, drug second, surgery third. Have a great day, and we'll look forward to seeing you next episode.
Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the ACES channels so that you never miss an exciting episode.